It is really problematic because children come seeking for help from diverse backgrounds with different situations, and most of them come from towns or places where mines are closed, or maybe from places where the parents or anyone who was living with them is no longer there. Most of them, they had really serious issues coming from or manifesting from the HIV and AIDS pandemic, and also maybe the economic situation at home. In Lawayo, it's really problematic because most of them, they may not be coming from really in the city. They will be coming from the neighboring towns. Because they are clever and they've migrated from town to town, they now know how to adapt to any city in terms of how they can communicate.
Now, looking at this issue, you know, how best can it be tackled, you know?
I have said before in audiences that I have spoken to people that it's high time, maybe as a nation or as the worldwide community, accept that this is another community that we need to live with. Just like we have maybe disabled people, the community of disabled people, or any other community, or it's high time people check them as a community, because they are really a community. Instead of us shunning them and say they are children of the streets, and you know, we need to accept that they are a community, and people need to respect their community and address them differently than shunning or stigmatizing them, because they may not go away. I know one of our things when I was working for Tutuga, we were saying we want no children in the streets of Lawai. But that has taken 4 years, and we realize each year or each month we have a new kid coming into the street. And what I've advised the people who are still working there is to realize that this is a community. They need to work with them and create maybe some schools, train them on how they can fend for themselves better than scrounging or opening bins or asking for money. Instead, they need to give them a skill, of which, the girls who are still on site at Tutuga, they are doing very well on that in bringing the street children as a community so that people can accept them. I think that's how I see you can maybe tackle this problem.
Do you know exactly the number of street kids in Bulawayo?
The last time when I was in office, when we did a census, we had about 160 children. But I think that has grown, because when we did the count, we did it in conjunction with the city council. But I think most of the kids, you know, like they migrate. Once they hear there's something that is taking place, they quickly run away. You know, like they would migrate, go to Rwanda, go to Bedridge, or cross the border to South Africa, and then they come back, you know, all those kind of things. So as of late, I really don't have the recent statistics. As I said, this was like 2013.
And is institutionalization an option here?
It is. If it's a good environment and it has schools or services that keep the children would want. Because there we're talking about child participation. For us at Tutuga, we would consult them all the time, big time. Because if we run anything without consulting them, they tend to, you know, revolt and maybe just turn around and not want it. Because they're used to a quick buck, quick life, easy things. You ask for money, you clean cars, you clean tires, you get your kids, you go and buy food. To them, the stomach speaks first than anything. Maybe intensify in schools, because some of them, they would have not gone to school, but maybe just giving them an opportunity to learn in their own environment, I would say. It will really help. And maybe also letting them in stopping drug abuse to children. I don't know how people can stop selling these drugs to kids. They are responsible for themselves. No one is in charge. They live a free life, so they make their own decisions. So it becomes difficult to say, you stop. But Tutuga works hard on helping those kids to stay away from drugs. It's just that kids are kids, they will always want to do that and experiment.